Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and broadcasting live from Meadville, Pennsylvania. Very excited about being up here celebrating 200 years of Chamber of Commerce. What a great organization. What a great history. What a great legacy. I just, when I think back on all the businesses, all the community leaders that had to come together, when I think about, you know, I read earlier, folks, when Charlie was on, I read some of the language from the document from 1807, February the 5th, 1807. And to think that these people back in those days realized that they needed to band together, they needed to come together and organize and think about each other and work on things together. And that's the heritage. That's the legacy. Those are the mentors. Those are the people on whose shoulders you and I stand today, ladies and gentlemen, as members of our chambers, because those of us who, many of us live in communities that have been around for quite a long time, and those communities didn't get to where they are by people not creating an economy. And the Chamber of Commerce has been in those communities for so long, and that's one of the reasons why, ladies and gentlemen, there is no bigger advocate, there is no greater supporter, no more ardent encourager of Chambers of Commerce than me. And I believe if you're a member of a community, even if you're not a business owner, I think you should be an individual member of the Chamber of Commerce, and because the Chamber of Commerce is one of the most important organizations in any community, and I bet Randy Stanton agrees with me.
Absolutely. I was on the actual board of this chamber for a while, and to place my age, they said they just remodeled here, and actually, I was on the board when they just moved in here.
And Randy, folks, is with Excalibur Machine. Tell us what you do at Excalibur.
Excalibur Machine, I'm actually the CFO in that entity and helping it grow, and we're blessed with a tremendous amount of growth right now. So,
Now, folks, some of you may remember that name, Excalibur. Those of you, all my group out there who don't have a life and they listen to my show all the time, you may remember that you met Eric Hoover, who's the president.
Correct.
of Excalibur, who is the 2006 Small Business Person of the Year. So before I met Charlie and was invited up here, I met Eric, and I knew he was from Meadville, but I didn't put any of that together. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's the organization you work with as a CFO. And so congratulations to Eric and all the things that he's done and that you guys have done. I know you guys have. I want you to tell us a little bit of the story about Excalibur, because it's kind of a great American story, isn't it?
Well, it's a tremendous American story. And you talk about the founding fathers of the chamber and the people that have vision. And Eric has that vision, as did the founders of the chamber. And that's one of the exciting things, is to work with Eric and work with that company, is the vision and the eyes that he sees through. And the ability he has to look at market areas in which to achieve growth and then aggressively pursue it.
But see, and you know, that could be said about a lot of people, Randy. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, you got a unique business, because the business you're in is not exactly a thriving industry in the United States.
Tell us
what you do.
It's a very old business. It's metal fabrication and heavy metal fabrication, and it's not. We lovingly refer to it, and we love the business. But we don't call it a beautiful business. It's not that you go out in a real clean work environment, but it's fabricating steel, and it's a definitely a hands-on type of application.
It's hard work.
It's hard and it's dirty.
And it's the kind of industry that this country was founded on.
Absolutely.
But this country is moving away from.
Absolutely. And it's a skill set that requires a special people to work in that environment. And it is a skill. And we've just got a tremendous amount of qualified people in this area, in Crawford County and the immediate surrounding areas, to help us accomplish it. And that's really the success of the organization, is the people we'd be able to bring into it.
Right.
And taking a new look at things.
But how have you guys been able to not only survive, but to thrive to the point where you received a national award in an industry that's really on its way out in the United States?
It goes back to Eric's vision of looking at the process completely different. And the process that we look at is how do we get that raw material onto that machine as quick as possible? The machines out there, they all make things very fast, whether that machine is here in Crawford County or that machine is in Nevada or that machine's in China. The machine runs things very fast. Our goal is to get it to the machine and off the machine quicker than anybody else and with the right people doing the right jobs. If we can accomplish that, that's where we're competitive.
And so that holds your costs down. But haven't you guys also found a way to do some really special things for your customers to give your customers a little bit more customization than they might get from someone else?
Absolutely. What we've been able to do in Excalibur is we have taken basically three different businesses and put them under one roof for basically a one-stop shop. So that when our customer needs something, we do not have to go to the original burning center to get a plate cut out or get a part cut out. We do that for them. Mm-hmm. We also do a lot of pre-assembly. A lot of our people they're assembling these parts when we get them. So we pre-package those end parts into crating that they can put beside their assembly line so that all the parts are ready to go onto their end product. And we think about their business as much as we think about ours to try to add productivity to them. Right. So we become partners with them. And that's where they come back to look at us to help solve their problems. Because when they get a pallet of parts from us, and they can put it right beside their line, and the gentlemen just start picking parts one at a time versus going to several different locations, we've saved them money.
Right.
Now we're their friends. We help them in their business.
Well, you become like an integrated partner with them, don't you?
Absolutely. And that's where we try to position ourselves. We want them to want us as much as we want them. And we partner up.
I want to talk about that partnering because that's something I've been talking to my audience about for a long time, for almost 10 years now. You got to become a partner with your customers. It's not enough in the 21st century just to be a vendor.
You can't just be a supplier.
That's right. I want you to talk about that when we come back after these messages. Randy Stanton, ladies and gentlemen, is CFO at Excalibur Machine right here in Meadville, Pennsylvania, where they're celebrating 200-year-old Chamber of Commerce. Tip. We get a chance, and now the Meadville Chamber of Commerce website, that's meadvillechamber.com, ladies and gentlemen, M-E-A-D-V-I-L-L-E, chamber.com, and I encourage you to go there today, www.meadvillechamber.com, go there today, click on their 200-year anniversary link. There's a banner on the right side of that logo, of that website. Click on that and see the things that are going on today and the rest of the week. Randy Stanton is in front of me. Randy, you're going to be part of that. A lot of things going on. Charlie Anderson, the president of the Meadville Chamber, read that earlier in the hour. I want to get other chambers to see what you guys are doing. Now, 200 years is a pretty big deal. Not too many chambers have ever done that. This may actually be the first. This may be the first chamber to celebrate 200-year anniversary in the history of mankind. And I'm glad to see that. But we don't have to wait for 200 years. We can do a 10-year anniversary. We can do a 20-year anniversary. We can do a 36-year anniversary. I don't care. Chambers should celebrate every time they get a chance, as far as I'm concerned.
They've got to blow their horns. They've got to tell people in the community what they do. They want to have the support. They want to have the fundraisers. They want to have the membership drives. All of that goes back to supporting and selling what you have, and the chambers need to gather together and sell their wares.
Exactly.
And show what they've done for the community.
Stir up some excitement.
Absolutely, because it's a vision.
That's exactly right. Okay, I want to come back to, now by the way, Excalibur website, what is your?
Yes, www.excalibur.com.
Okay, and that's Excalibur Machine?
Yes.
Folks, if you have any machine tooling out there that you need to have done.
Oh, we're ready
for you. We'd be glad to help them go.
We're absolutely ready for
all
you.
All steel?
Yes.
No, aluminum or anything?
Primarily steel.
Yeah, okay. Give me an example of the type of product you'd make.
We actually make a lot of the component parts. When you see the General Electric train go by, we actually make parts for them. When you see some of the equipment you'll see on the side of the road, the construction equipment, gradles, et cetera, we make some of the component parts for them.
Like what? What would it be a component part?
Lever, brake levers.
Power takeoff? Anything?
Actually, like the gradles, when you see them, actually the mounting plate that the axles and the machine and the engines are all bolted to, we make those fabricated plates.
It's really heavy stuff.
It's very, very heavy steel.
We're talking 2-inch pieces of steel.
It's 1.5 to 2-inch steel plate.
Yeah, okay.
And we actually take the plate, a solid sheet of steel, and burn the parts out, and then either machine them or fabricate them for there or both.
And then they get welded on in place at the factory?
Correct. We actually do some of their welding.
Oh, really?
We're providing them with really an assembled or a part that they can put on right into the assembly line.
So you've got to match up with your customer and know what they want and make them believe that without you, they'd be in trouble, don't you?
Absolutely. Most of our business actually comes from parts that that company is now making and they outsource it. They decide that they need their space in order to assemble their product. And assembling their product and going to market with their product is the best thing they do. Making the parts may not be the best thing they do. We're the best thing for them because that's what we do best.
So basically, you go to them. This is what I call the blasting game outsourcing question. And this is where you go to your customer and you say, must this be done in-house?
Absolutely.
What can we do better than you can do, save you money, make it more efficient, and you don't have to have these people on your payroll. You don't have to do those things. Let us do that.
Yes, and we take things one step further, and we look at that outsourcing and determine what is the best thing that we could take off their backs. They don't do it well, or maybe their workforce is an aging workforce, and, again, they need the space to do what they do well, and we say, let us do that for you. And we take that right down to our own employee base also. And I think that's really the key, putting the right person in the right job, putting the right supplier in the right position.
Right.
All those things are related.
And that's more important than being in the steel business, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Because anybody can be in the steel business almost.
Anybody can do that.
You've got to differentiate yourself, don't you?
Absolutely. And we've got to look at what we can do better than what the customer can do for themselves to help them. And then take it down to our own employee level and make sure we have the right person doing the right job.
But you got to think about your company as a 21st century metal fabricating company, not a 20th century metal
fabricating. Correct.
You got to get in the 21st century, don't you?
Absolutely.
We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
Oh, well, we won't last. We won't last.
Well, you wouldn't have. In fact, your company actually was not lasting, if I remember Eric correctly.
What's been difficult on the company really has been the rapid growth.
Yeah.
That's been a trick to manage.
Give us your website again, Randy.
www.excaliburmachine.com.
And that is Randy Stanton, ladies and gentlemen, CFO at Excalibur. Thank you, Randy, for being here. Good job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Helping the Meadville Chamber of Commerce celebrate 200 years of existence, and I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.